Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let there be light, light be, then what? And there was. How? How? Because the Spirit of God moved. That same Spirit, the same Spirit who manifested and the star of our sun came into being, lives in you. Lives in me. Not some watered down version, not some miniature, the same Spirit. He's able to be in all of us at the same time. Said out loud, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Said out loud again, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Let's say it together again. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Can you see where we're beginning tonight? Where the Lord is taking us? It is to a greater awareness of the Holy Spirit in our life. A greater knowledge and understanding and cooperation with His moving. Let's go to this thought before we finish tonight. You still in Genesis? Genesis 1, notice He said, Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be what? Light. Let there be what? Light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. 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 Now, I'm going to begin to get into some things here that we'll pick up on later. But the Spirit of God is the Spirit of light and good. More than once, in my own life and in other people's lives, I've seen people made mistakes endeavoring to yield to the Spirit, or in their own words, go deeper in the Spirit. I've seen people get off. I've gotten off myself. Times past is how I know about it. In the early days of my ministry, I thought, glory to God, I'm going to go where no man has gone before. In the things of the Spirit. And I prayed and I fasted till none of my clothes would fit. I was serious about it. And part of that's good. But part of it is pride. I'm going to be more spiritual than other people. I'm going to have more power. And you watch it again and again. When people get off, it's darkness. Did you hear that word now? Darkness. They take on a darkness, a dark tone, if you will, in their countenance, and it's always heavy. And most of the time, I'm talking about judgment. And always so serious. These folk like to corner one another and whisper. And they mix things up about discernment. I have the gift of discernment. And I have my eye on you. Now, I know it sounds humorous, but what's the tone of that? Dark. I can't cover all the different examples, but just get the spirit of it. Dark. There's a dark. It's so heavy and boding. And during one part of my ministry, I was sincere, but I was wrong. Man, I pressed and I pushed and I pressed and I pushed and I prayed night and day. And like I said, I lost, I don't know, 40 pounds and just pressed and prayed and pressed and prayed and pressed and prayed. But am I really looking for the will of God? Or am I trying to make something happen? They're not the same. Did you hear me? We're out for the miraculous. Should be out for God. They're not the same. I'm just telling you what I learned. And one thing that helped me to see it, I didn't realize it. It happened gradually. But over a period of time, I became heavy. I became a heavy individual. And I excused it in the name of being more spiritual than others. Yes, I'm not happy. I'm not light. I'm not, you know, enjoying as much as others because I'm aware of the serious things happening in the spirit. It's error. It's flesh. And it can get into wrong spirits. You push hard enough, you can have spiritual experiences and them not be God. And because they're spiritual, you're thinking, oh, it's spiritual. It's real. I know it's real. Just because it's real doesn't make it God. Just because it's spiritual doesn't make it the Holy Spirit. The first thing we see, He's hovering over the face of the deep. And the first thing God says is what? Oh, come on, come on. What? Light, 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 light is good, right? Good. You show me somebody who really is spiritual, who really is operating in the Spirit of God, I'll show you somebody who's up, 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 enlightened. If they're strong, what did the Bible say? The joy of the Lord is your strength. No such thing as somebody who's depressed and strong spiritually. People get off. I said they get off. And in those days, the people that worked with me, bless their hearts, every time they wanted to know about what we're going to do next, I said, we're praying and fasting. So they said, okay. And we did, 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 and I begin to get heavy. And I'm not realizing I'm focusing on what I don't know. I got to find out about this. And then this person didn't get healed. I got to get that fixed. And then this didn't happen right. And I'm taking the responsibility on myself as though I could handle all of it. It's spiritual pride. Did you hear me? And people get into this superiority thing that they think, well, I have more insight than the people around about me, and that's how you get off. Because you are not the only one who has the Holy Spirit. All of us do too. You're not the only one who knows the Word. We do too. You're not the only one who hears from God. We do too. Right? Think about this. You got 100 people lost in a service. Messages preached, altar calls given. 2 people come down and get saved. 98 leave lost. Does the Bible say that the angels in heaven weep over the 98 who left lost? Then learn about the Spirit of God. People who are down and heavy, instead of shouting over the one, instead of shouting over what did happen, right? They're wrong. Wrong spirit. Darkness. Heaviness. Finally, thank God. Thank God. The Lord got a hold of me. I was in the floor praying again. And it's good to pray, but you can pray wrong. And there's a lot of folk in all their intense praying that have been better off taking a nap. I'm serious. You can pray wrong. Praying in heaviness. The super sober, serious, dark, not the Holy Ghost. And I'm there praying again. I said, Lord, God, He knew my heart. I was sincere. What do I need to change? He said, son, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me. He said, son, you are not the healer. I said, I know that. I thought I did. If you'd asked me the day before, are you the healer? I said, no. But see, I'm trying to act like I am. I'm taking the weight and responsibility. People look at you and go, do you know thousands are dying and going to hell right here in this state? Okay. We already knew that. It's too heavy on me. Are you the Savior? It's a spiritual pride. Trying to act like, what are you going to do? Well, I got to tell everybody I see. He didn't tell you to tell everybody you see. I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, you're not the healer. Whether these people live or die, it's not all resting on your shoulders. He said, I'm their healer. They got the same healer you do. They got the same God you do. Same Savior you do. Same provider you do. He said, you're not responsible for people's lives. You're responsible to do what I tell you to do. And then once you do what I've told you to do, you cast the care of the rest of it over on me and you enjoy your salvation and be an example, because it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. People seeing me and you depressed doesn't make them want to come to Jesus. And I begin to get light. Everybody say light. I begin to get light. I begin to say, yes, there are times when you might have a heaviness, or you sense something serious, and you might pray intentionally, and you might groan and travail, but you don't live like that. You pray it through. You pray it out. And you get up and shout. And you have victory. And you live in light. And you live in joy. And you live up. Light. Say light. 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 And the light is good. When the Spirit of God's moving, you're going to have light. It's going to be good. People are going to be healed and delivered and helped and enlightened and set free. Right? Glory to God. Can you say amen? Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me